Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've all heard of dumb excuses that we've given to people. You know, the old, the dog ate my homework.
Mm-hmm.
What is the dumbest excuse that you've ever given to somebody? Because I had a meeting today at noon here at our fine radio station. And I have I carry a Gen Z trait where I'm perpetually late.
Yep.
You have the similar trait.
I
do my best not to be late to everything, but if there's like a company meeting, I'm the guy that's walking in 5 minutes late.
Yeah, you duck down quietly and you sit in the very back seat.
Well, this time I set the meeting. So I was like, I'm not going to be late because that's just a bad look if I set the meeting. And then I'm late and I leave with 20 minutes to get a 15-minute drive to work. And I get on 435.
I know what you're going to say because it happened to me.
And I don't know what's going on at 435 and Quivira, but the traffic there has been horrible every single day. So I kind of built in some time for that. That's why I left for 5 extra minutes. But today, it was exceptionally bad.
I aborted at Antioch because that's how far the backup was. I just got off on Antioch and I'm like, I don't even care. I'm just going to take the long way around because it was down to, I think, 2 lanes. I would still be sitting there in that line of traffic,
Sam. I was like, what's going on? So I pass Antioch and I take the exit to 69 Highway. And up in front of me, I see a house on a trailer.
Oh.
A 2-lane wide house. Not like a mobile home. Not like one of those where, you know, they drop it down and take the wheels off. It ain't a home till you take the wheels off kind of house.
Right.
It was an actual house, an A-frame home on a trailer traveling 35 miles an hour.
I was going to say, how fast does one travel on the highway when you are hauling a house?
Roughly 35 miles an hour. But when you factor in the already bad traffic, plus now there's a house who's taking up 2 lanes and not moving very quickly, I sent the person that I was meeting for the meeting. I'm stuck behind a house on the highway.
Okay, that is a great excuse, and you know why? You could not make that up. Even if you wanted to make that up, you could not make that up.
And sure enough, it takes the exit with me. I followed that thing all the way to work. It might as well have pulled off in the parking lot.
It's like a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. I've never understood why or under what circumstance it would be appropriate to pick up a house and move it. Because in my mind, structurally, it's not good to do that.
Well, there's companies that make like the prefabs.
Right.
And so they come on a,
like a flatbed or whatever.
Yeah, like a flatbed frame that is structurally built to withhold the turns of driving on a semi-flatbed. But yeah, the ones that they just pick up, like you see it in the country a lot. There'll be times where entire country roads are shut down because they wanted to pick up this one farmhouse and move it to this other farm. But you don't see it driving down I-35 very often.
Right. I don't think that that's something you should take a highway for. Yeah. I kind of feel like back roads are your best friend if you're going to move a house.
So even today, when I left with 20 minutes to make a 15-minute drive to not be late, even though I'm always late, I was still late.
All right. Speaking of moving a house, we may have an offer on my house. May. I don't want to
picking it up and moving it?
I don't want to jinx it. We may have an offer on the house. And if we don't, I'm going to stick it on a flatbed and drive it down to the river at a high rate of speed and slam on the brakes. But we may. I will keep you updated this week. Hopefully we've got some good news on that. I could use a Powerball winner right now. Listen to this from the Daily Beast. A judge has thrown out a lawsuit against the world's largest Powerball winner, clearing 31-year-old Edwin Castro to enjoy his big payday without the legal headache. Questions about whether Castro was the rightful winner of the life-changing money began swirling after a 43-year-old filed a lawsuit that claimed the winning ticket was stolen from him.
Now, this is the multi-billion-dollar jackpot that was won in Southern California.
Yes. So Castro was forced into court to fight, and a judge has ruled that the 43-year-old who says, no, that's really mine, is a matter for police, not the courts. Quoting here, players are solely responsible for securing their tickets against theft, loss, damage, or destruction. Rivera failed to act on the judge's tentative ruling, so the judge determined this week that the case was dismissed, and Castro is clear to enjoy his many millions in peace. Of course, he took it in the lump sum, $628 million. He's already bought a $4 million mansion in his hometown and, shocking, has hired round-the-clock security.
And I hope that he hired a financial planner, because if you do, you've heard all of the stories about the people who come from no money at all. They win the jackpot and all of a sudden they are broker than they were before because they spent it like they had it.
Yep. All right. When we get back, we're going to have a conversation about kleptomania, because there is a name in our stack that is very familiar to every single listener we have. He is not the one accused of repeated theft. It is his mother who is accused of repeated theft. And speaking of Powerball, let me just say this. The mother does not need or want for anything based on her son's occupation. So why does she continue, allegedly, to steal? And if you were going to steal, would you not wear someone else's jersey doing it? 913-586-7798.
It's not only the jersey of her son. Yeah, it says on the back.
It says her name. My God, what is wrong with you, woman? We are back with much more, and we'll take your calls on that straight ahead. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.